Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Weeks ahead of the traditional holiday shopping season, retailers have already started and extended their promotions and sales to attract early bird shoppers. Bruce Nustad is the president of Minnesota Retailers.
Early shopping among Minnesotans is still gaining in popularity. We saw some really early Halloween shopping, and we're seeing some early winter holiday Christmas shopping. So the trend is, again, for earlier and earlier shopping, which is why you're seeing more displays in stores earlier.
Minnesotans are expected to spend around $900 this holiday shopping season. Sports betting in Minnesota will get another shot coming up with the 2026 legislature. Republican Representative Nolan West will introduce his bill. Although he's doubtful it'll pass, he's hoping it will at least get a hearing and discussion, unlike last session.
It was kind of run over given all the other things that needed to be taken care of during a budget year. But as we go into next year, people are hungry for more state revenue, and this is an avenue for it, which that increases interest in making it happen. But it is a very, 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 very difficult issue.
West's proposal allows the tribal governments to run the sports betting, with racetracks, other smaller tribes in the state share the revenue generated from the gambling. Attorney General Keith Ellison has joined a coalition of more than 20 states in filing a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Ag for unlawfully suspending the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. SNAP helps Americans buy food, but that's at jeopardy starting November 1st because of the government shutdown. The lawsuit is asking for a restraining order blocking the USDA from halting SNAP funding while the lawsuit proceeds. The state of Minnesota is using $4 million in emergency funds to help food shelves as they face increasing demand. Governor Tim Walz says they're going to need more help if 440,000 Minnesotans lose SNAP benefits November 1st.
I want to be very clear. USDA, during this shutdown, has contingency funds that they could release just like us. They are choosing not to.
Food assistance payments end Saturday if the government shutdown continues. In other headlines, with winter closing in, the Minnesota Department of Commerce is urging eligible households to apply now for energy assistance, even though federal funding is delayed due to the government shutdown. The Energy Assistance Program typically receives most of its funding by early November. This year, that money hasn't arrived, meaning payments for heating bills, emergency fuel, and furnace repairs are on hold. Anglers will be able to keep four walleyes on Upper Red Lake again this fishing season. The Minnesota DNR's Mark Bacigalupi says Upper Red is an extremely popular winter fishery.
It absolutely is. One of the first lakes to freeze up, and the early ice bite is awesome, so people make the drive and really take advantage of it. It's as good a fishing as anywhere when it's going well.
He says there were 2.1 million angler hours of fishing pressure on Upper Red last winter. Games and dates have been announced for the upcoming World Juniors pre-tournament hockey series coming to Minnesota. The tournament will mark 50 years of the International Ice Hockey Federation World Junior Championship, with the top teams in the world. Duluth, Bemidji, Mankato, and Rochester have been chosen as sites for the pre-tournament games. This is MNN.